Why is the U.S. competing with China over a little island nation in the Pacific? The State Department just started seabed mineral talks with the Cook Islands, a country with ties to New Zealand. NTD's Washington correspondent Jack Bradley.
The U.S. is partnering with the Cook Islands to conduct research on seabed minerals. The Pacific Island country sits atop a seabed that's reportedly rich in critical minerals, and it's also subject to influence by the Chinese Communist Party. The announcement was made on the Cook Islands' 60th anniversary. They said in a joint statement on Tuesday that U.S.-linked firms sit at the forefront of deep seabed mineral research and exploration in the Cook Islands, which reflects strong and shared U.S. Cook Islands seabed mineral interests. Last week, the FBI opened a new office in Wellington, New Zealand, which oversees the Cook Islands, and it's opened to counter the CCP's regional influence, cybercrime, and espionage. That's what FBI Director Kash Patel said at the time, that countering the CCP is a top priority both for the U.S. and New Zealand.
Putting us together in common space and sharing with intelligence platforms and law enforcement partners and defense operations is the only way we are going to actually countermand the CCP threat that is dominating the Indo-PACOM region.
That's as concerns arose earlier this year over the Cook Islands' deepening ties with China. Their prime minister went to China in February and signed a trade and seabed mining agreement with the CCP.